Right?
Tomorrow's, yes, we do tomorrow's. Today we
Just
do tomorrow's.
making
Yes.
sure he
Shorter than
knows.
when Naftali says it.
Don't push off today what you could do tomorrow. Right. Or did I say that wrong? Yeah. Okay, Yud Beis. I'm sorry. So Simon Kuf Mem Tes Sif Yud Beis. Yeah, so Anoisa Basula, somebody who marries a Basula, Tzarach L'Smayach Ima, you have to be happy with her 7 days, right? The Nikroim Shivas Yimei Mishta, they're called the 7 days of drinking. And I want Naftali land those on, right? Meaning Tzarich L'Smayach Ima doesn't say that you want to, it says that you need to, right? And then it says it's also called 7 days of drinking. I know that's what
And
you're thinking.
then after that, you drink it the rest of your life.
Correct. Correct. All right. But anyways, no, so it's 7 days of happiness. Lo yasa malacha, you can't do malacha, which a lot of couples are not aware of during Shavuot brachos. You're not allowed to do malacha. Lo yisa v'yitin bashuk, and you're not allowed to go hack around in the streets. You eat and drink and you're happy with her. It doesn't make a difference whether the chosen is first time married or he's a widower. As long as she's a besula, the 7 days. Even if she's meichel, he's still also to do malacha. And it's also to go out alone, right? This is also probably from the biggest misunderstanding in Yiddishkeit is that line. Everybody's so worried about shomer. Who's your shomer for the day of the wedding, right? He doesn't say that here. We didn't see one thing about that. The shemira is during sheva brachas. They cannot be alone during sheva brachas,
So that means the
right?
guy doesn't go to Minyan?
Well, if you ever noticed that by Chassidim, you ever walk around Borough Park or whatever, you see that you can see a Chassidish guy with a shtreimel at like 11, 12 o'clock in the morning. That's a different thing. But walking with somebody else to shul, right? Because he can he you need somebody to go stay at the apartment with the kala, and you need somebody to come pick up the chosin. Yeah, that's we're not as makpid. There are makilim that are people in the streets, and that's okay. And as long as there's, let's say, most chasen and kals live in apartments, so there's other people in the house, so they say that's okay. But the halacha of it that's brought in the Ramah is during Sheva Brachos, not before. Not before. It became a minig that the day of the wedding and some from the Ofruf, but that's just a minig. The more din is during Sheva Brachos. Panoise Ba'ula, somebody who marries a Ba'ula, and who Alman, the Kuliyama in a Tzorach Simcha, Ella Shloisha Yom. According to everybody, it only requires Simcha of 3 days. Vim hu Bachar. And if he's a Bachar, Yeshem, the Tzorach Lismayachim Meshiva Yom. There are those that say that if she is Ba'ula, meaning it's not her first time married, but for him it is, there are those that say you do have Sheva Brachas, Kimish Mavarcha Beshvila Sheva Brachas. Since you can make Sheva Brachas, then you have all the issues of Sheva Brachas, not issues, whatever, the Yisurim. But in that case, meaning when the woman is married, or was married already before, she could be Meichel. A girl who was never married cannot be Meichel. A woman who was previously married can be Meichel. This comes up all the time because you make chasanas right before Shabbos betamas, right? So during Sheva and also Tainus Esther. So during does the Chasan and Kala do they have to fast? Most places can say they have to fast, but there are those that say they don't have to fast. And to compound it, a lot of them fast the day before the wedding. So two fasts within a week is also not necessarily so healthy. Yud Gimel, Anoisa Isha, and somebody who marries a woman, Tzarech Lamed Be'iroi Shana Tamima L'Smayach Ima. He's no traveling. He's not allowed to go away without his wife for that entire year. He shouldn't go out to the army. He should be clean to his house. And he should make his wife happy. She can be Meichel on that. So Sometimes you have that where the chassan needs to go on a business trip, or there's a family simcha and the wife can't go, or an ofruf and stuff like that. As long he has to ask her mechila, she's not meichel, he can't go. All right, fine. Simen kuf nun hilchas tznius uba yud zayin seifim. So this gets a little, how do you say it? Graphic. We'll try and say it in the most least graphic way as possible. So Aleph, Roy La Adam Lahagalasatsmi Gedusha Yisera. It's Rogel for a person. A person's Roy that he should have extra holiness with Machshava Tahira and pure thoughts, Bidas Nechaina, and a clear Das, Bishas Tashmish, when he's being together, when there's relations. Lo Yoko Roishim Ishtoi, he should not have Kalas Roish. And he shouldn't have nivel peh, right? Between things, even things that come between him and her. And you tell a person what's going to be in this conversation. What does that mean? Even if it's the minor talk between a husband and a wife, they tell it to him. Tashmish. He shouldn't be talking to her only with things of tashmish. Okay, a lot of this stuff we have to say it as akdama does not apply nowadays. What he's talking about here is that he's talking about the nicks. Let's say you're talking about the nicks, and then you just decide to sleep with her. That's not going to make her happy, right? And he's going to have his half his head on the nicks when he's supposed to having the. His thoughts on his wife, about his wife, and et cetera, et cetera. So, because, and the main, one of the reasons is because you don't want him to be thinking about other women in his head when he's together with his wife. Of course, all sorts of talk, as we know, is required. Not only is it allowed, it's required before and during the relations. V'mhayu b'kas. And let's say he's angry, and he's not allowed to be together with your wife when you're bekas, when she's bekas, when he's bekas, or she's bekas. Then you're allowed to speak to them in a nice way that she should be appeased. And you be mishamish in the most sneeze way possible. Who's on he? Who lamata? He lamala. He's on the bottom. She's on the top. Zeo derech azus. That's considered chutzpah. Shimshu shneim keechod. Zeo derech ikesh. If they are side, that really means side by side. That's considered derech ikesh. Ikesh means from the word crooked. It's messed up. Rabbi Lazar was he had, was mishamish with Eimav Yira Ad Shehayah Doimek Ki'ilu Kafay Shade. It was almost as if a shade overcame him, and that's how he was able to be together with his wife. Otherwise, he wouldn't have. Now, I just want to say also Al Tzakdama that people get nervous and frum when it comes to this. All right. I get very frum when it comes to relations, because it's the concept in the world is that it's something that's not right, and it's taivas, and it's this and it's that. Whatever they say about Rebbe Eliezer with his relations, you know what he was like when he was eating stam food, right? Oh, you got a guy that sits by the shmorg and he goes to restaurants and he says, oh, but now it comes to my wife, I need to have kedusha and tahara, please. The same Shulchan Aruch that says you're supposed to sleep with your wife only because to as a chayiv, and that's what you're supposed to do, says the same thing about eating, right, and other things. So if you plan on being this frum in the bedroom, then you better be frum in all other areas of your life, because this frumkeit of the bedroom should come last, right? Okay. You should think about when you're together, you should think about Dvarim Sheba Kedusha, but you can't be saying over a Tosfos because your wife's undressed. Here are mutter umitzvah. Thinking about it is mutter, and it's a mitzvah. Here are kedivah. For this inyan, thinking is not like speaking. Because right? There's a whole diyun in the Paiskim where the thinking is like speaking. Afapi, the mevavus and mtanafas also feel the harav davar shebekdusha. In the streets that are dirty and smelly, you're not even allowed to think about Torah. Zel mishum de beinon v'hayu machanecha kadosh. That's because you need machanecha kadosh. Aval heichad de'isur hu mishum erva. But where the iser is because of erva, milchsev erva's davar. So by erva, you're allowed to think in learning. You're just not allowed to speak in learning. And this applies when you're on a train and there's women that are improperly dressed, or at a wedding and they're improperly dressed. So you're still allowed to think in learning. You're just not allowed to talk and learn. Fine. Gimel also l'shamish lor aner. You're not allowed to be together with the light. With the light of a candle. Afa bishamafa b'talisa. That's even if you make it dark with your talus. Meaning they cover each other with the talis. But if you put a mechitza of 10 tefachim in front of the ner, then it's mutar. You're not allowed to be together during the day unless it's a dark room. All right. Now, yes, and the question is, at what point does all this become mutter? Okay. All right, everybody can ask their own shalas. If the moon shines on them at night, straight on them, then it's awesome. But if it doesn't light on them, even though it makes the house light, mutter, you cover yourself with the talus and it's mutter. If there's light in a different room and it's shining into this room, tzorach hafalas talus, you also need hafalas talus. But again, all these things, there are leniencies for. Dalat also lo adam l'shamash mitas b'fnei kol adam. You're not allowed to be together with your wife in front of any person. Emuner, if he's awake. Vafilo de hefsik mechitza asara. That's even with the mechitza of asara. V'nei tinok she'enei de ledaber mutter. In front of a child who can't talk, that is mutter. We'll see more about that later. Hey. Also, let's talk about Yisra Makom. You're not allowed to look at the Yisra Makom in the private parts. Shekolam is talk Hashem, ain't leboshes panim, doesn't have busha, but over al tznei aleches. He's over on that he's supposed to be tznei. Amara busha me'al panim, and that removes the busha from his face. Shekolam is bayish ain't chayte. Anybody who's embarrassed doesn't do chatoim, right? That's the main reason why people don't do chatoim, is because you're embarrassed. Yisir b'vortiyeh yirasei al panechem. When it says that you should have the yira on your face, is abusha. Not to do chatoim. It causes it. It arouses the yitzhara, against itself, right? Meaning he not against himself. Meaning it causes the yitzhara to gang up on you. Certainly, if somebody puts his mouth there. Shavar al kol eli is over on all this. Va'over gam al batashaksus nafshei sechem is also over on do not make your body disgusting. Okay, everybody should have a fine night. And again, ask your individual shilas if anything here that we're learning bothers you in any way, shape, or form. All right.
Thank you. Thank
Okay.
you.
Zagazan.